The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Mind Pump listeners, do you like us? I mean, do you really like us? Are we providing quality information, humor, a way to get through your shitty commute? I mean, just ask yourself that. Now, think about somebody else out there that has never heard of Mind Pump. Think about that poor, you know, unfortunate soul.
Idiot.
Who's just, you know, grinding away at life and just hating the fact that they're skinny and they have
fat,
no muscles.
Miserable.
They're fat and just fucking disgusting. They never get laid. I mean, think about that person. How can we help that person? By reviewing Mind Pump.
Yeah.
And boosting our shit up in the rankings.
That's it. Go on there. Leave us a review. We got the contest still going on. Doug, what's happening?
Well, it's until the end of September.
Until the end of September.
Yes. Get your reviews up there. The top three will be getting T-shirts.
T-shirts.
And Sal's going to sign it. Justin's going to sign it.
Yeah.
Adam's going to sign it. Even I will sign it.
Oh, snap. You got the four horsemen.
Well, one of those shirts, here's the crazy part. One of those shirts Doug wore as a loincloth during a squat workout.
Mm.
So you're going to be able to wear the essence of Doug.
Wow.
This is special. This is rare, and it's special. And it smells like vanilla bacon. I don't know why.
It's science, man. It attracts hot bitches.
For some reason, it smells like vanilla bacon.
Vanilla bacon?
I don't know why it smells like that.
Sal just keeps sniffing the thing.
Listen, Doug, you're done talking.
Vanilla bacon.
You're done talking. I'm explaining how your balls smell like vanilla bacon.
Is it crispy?
It's crispy.
Get those reviews out, people.
Do it.
Crispy vanilla bacon.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
We're calling Adam Schaefer right now, who's in Las Vegas for the Olympia weekend.
Yeah.
And we're just going to...
We want to know who's looking like awesome. Yeah.
He doesn't know we're recording, right? So we're going to surprise him a little
fat.
Bit.
Oh, no, I've already told him we're going to record.
Fuck. You did?
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
How many hot bitches are...
No, stop.
Up there, meatballs,
bro.
Yeah,
bro, you're on the air.
You're on Mind Pump. Welcome.
We're live.
Are you at the pool, like
Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah,
bro. What are you doing, dude? Where are you at right now?
Did you guys check out the Periscope?
Your Periscope.
Yeah.
Is that like a innuendo, or are we talking about the real thing?
We don't want to look at
Jesus, ridiculous. Bro. You're the worst friends ever.
No, I don't. What did your
Periscope? We're a little bit busy.
What is your Periscope? What happened?
I Periscoped the room, bro.
Oh, your room?
Is it just ridiculous?
I figured I'm here for 5 days, so I couldn't just be in like a normal little room, you know?
No, that's not how Schaefer does it.
Is it gangster or what?
It's pretty nutty. This is just under 2,000 square feet, two stories, and then it's a private bungalow, so I actually have access to the pool all the time, in and out with my own private gate.
Do you know that you're a dickhead? Because we asked you,
yeah.
We said, hey, should we all go to the Olympia? This is literally what Adam said. Well, you know, it's not that big of a deal, if you want. I don't know.
I'm not going to mention the fact that I have a 2,000 square foot awesome penthouse.
Bro, I could have brought my whole family, bro. Yeah. We all could have hung out and shit.
We could have barbecued.
You could have actually. You know what though? I don't ever know till I get here. You know what I'm saying? In fact, the real reason why I'm in this room was so my kind of routine is I book a standard room, right? Because I get comps for like standard rooms, and then when I get here, I normally upgrade. And the upgrade, so like a room like this, the room I'm in, I think it's either $2,500 or $3,500 a night. So, you know, when I get here, I'm not paying $2,500 or $3,500 a night. I'm going to book this room. That's ridiculous, you know. But when I get here, if whatever's not sold out, they normally will hook you up with a deal, especially since I have comps and I'm a gambler. So I just kind of wheel and deal. So I can come in and be like, I came in and I said, hey, you know, you can check my history. I normally upgrade to the grand suite. I said, do you guys have any available? And she's like, no, we're completely sold out of rooms. I got hella pissed. It's like, are you kidding me? Blah, 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 this and that. And I'm like, you guys have no suites available? She's like, well, we don't have those suites. You know, we have the Barbie suite. And I'm like, well, I don't want to fucking go pink room.
Yeah.
I'm cool with the pink room. And she's like, well, then we have, you know, we do have three bungalows. Have you been in those before? And I was like, no, tell me about this. And then she told me about it.
About
and I was like,
bungholes.
We got three bungholes. Hey,
yeah.
Bungalows.
Hey, bro, we should tell the listeners that you have done your toes. They're back in form again. You've got the French tip manicures.
Yeah,
they are. They're in full force. They're in full force.
Do you find your toenails catching onto your socks when you try and put them on? Does it snag at your socks or pantyhose or whatever you wear?
No, because I still trim them masculine, bro. Just because they're French tip doesn't mean I don't cut them masculine. I don't have long toenails like a chick.
Well, I was like, I'm thinking, like, if you're going to do them, you might as well make them functional. Then you can climb shit. You know what I mean?
The fishnets, you kind of have to work with that, right?
You know, it's always great. Yesterday I got them done. And whenever I go to a new place, it's always hilarious because most of the little nail salons are ran by the ladies that, like, they speak very broken English, right? So, you know, when they get this guy that comes in, and of course I'm this like big meathead tattooed guy comes in and I'm like, yeah, toes, and they're doing it. And then when they get done with the toes, normally they ask girls, you know, what color polish or what do you want? And the girls tell them what you want. Well, I always have to speak up because they don't ask me. They just assume that I want a clear coat and normal, like probably every other man that comes in there, because it's probably rare enough that guys go in there. And I always have to say, hey, when you're done, I want French tips. And they always laugh at me like I'm kidding. You know, like, ah, yeah, okay. And then I'm like, no,
you
really,
know, I want like the condom.
I want French tip for real. And then they all start talking in like Japanese and Chinese and shit like that, all fucking all back and forth, making fun of me. You can tell they're making fun of me because they're, you know, you can pick up on a few words and then also they all start laughing and they're like, everyone's looking over at my feet and stuff.
You know what, dude? Your language skills is amazing.
Yeah, like
that
Asian
was,
impressions.
That was total
on
that,
point.
That was total Asian language.
Definitely.
Whatever that is. So hey, dude. So what's up? Have you seen a lot of people there from the like the show?
Oh.
Are you running into all kinds of crazy stuff? What's going on, dude?
So I just worked out with I went over to, so when I first landed, I hit my buddy up. My buddy has a place over here at the Cosmopolitan. He lives over here like 30% of the year. And I was like, hey, what's the best gym to go to? And he's like, oh, you got to go to Las Vegas Athletic Club. He's like, it's like literally all the baddest girls and bodies all go there. So I'm like, okay. So I tell my cabbie, I get in there. I'm like, okay, where's this Las Vegas Athletic Club? So he takes me a $50 cab ride. This is the most expensive gym workout I ever had, bro. It's like a $100 gym workout. I was done. But when I got in there, dude, it is literally the meatiest meat market I've ever been to in my life. Every girl is in the full blown, like from the sneakers all the way to the hair ties, completely matching, you know, sports bra out, showing your stomach and tits and everything, and full makeup, hair done, workout. It's pretty fun.
And so what you're, yeah. And let me, so you took a bunch of pictures, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Katrina, right? So I told Katrina,
You didn't take pictures?
I told Katrina, I said, hey, I'm on my way to the gym, babe. I said, so I'm going to go work out. And she texted me like 45 minutes ago. And I didn't, when you guys were calling me, I didn't answer. I was working out with my buddy. And then I got done working out. And then she goes, what took you so long? And then I was telling her, I'm like, babe, there's all these hot chicks in there. And it was crazy. And she's like, oh, no wonder it fucking took you so long. No. I said, we are training hard, man. We are training hard in there.
Bro, can we talk about how awesome your girlfriend is that you told her that? And she's like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what would happen if you told your Italian wife, if you know that, you get shot.
Yeah.
You get a shot in the face.
You would have two hosts.
So have you gone to the any pool parties yet?
Well, my room is a pool party, bro. Next to me are all the cabanas. But I have my own private cabana and jacuzzi and stuff.
You're a massive asshole.
Son of a bitch.
Just like a huge gaping asshole. What a jerk.
Yeah. Hashtag Adam only does cool
Bro,
stuff.
Can I tell you something right now, Adam? I'm not making this up. You're not here, so you can't see Doug right now, but he's fucking crying.
Yeah.
You've made him cry.
I mean, he was raging, and then he started crying.
I just walked out on my balcony. Can you hear everything?
No, we can't pick it up that much. But you know what I think you should do? I want you to take a picture of some of the room and stuff so we could post it on the Mind Pump Instagram page, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll send you guys some pictures, but you should definitely watch the Periscope. I mean, it's 2,000 square feet, so it's kind of hard to take a picture and get an idea of how cool the house is. It takes me fucking 5 minutes to walk through it. Mm. So there's an elevator, bro, in it.
That's so in your room.
Yeah, there's an elevator that takes me down from my master bedroom. It takes me down. The house is designed the way it's designed. If the top floor is the living space, so I can block it off. And then if I want to have, like, you know, 50 people over and throw like a party and stuff like that, the whole downstairs is a party room. So it's linked. So I have this whole virtual setup to where I just plug my iPhone in or like that, and then the speakers are in the throughout the entire house, built into the walls. Mm. And then there's, you know, plasmas and fireplaces built in the walls all over.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it's boring. Yeah. So listen, So question.
You're having a horrible time.
Yeah, so anyway, so question. There was some controversy you texted me about last night. Are you allowed to talk about any of that?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff going on now. Unfortunately, I don't know specifics, because a lot of it's like speculation right now and a lot of rumors. But there's a lot of drama right now going on, which is I'm kind of excited to be around the expo and around Olympia to see what comes out this week, because I'm sure we're going to hear more about what's going on. But first, it was Kai Green. For those that are not bodybuilder fans, is, you know, Kai Green is, you know, runner up of Mr. Olympia for the last three years to Bill Heath,
and he's basically can't. They've said he cannot compete now. All, like, 3 days before or whatever.
Well,
Olympia.
So he said that, but then I read all the articles and the responses from the league saying that Kai Green is not banned from the expo. Kai Green is not banned from Olympia. He is completely was okay to compete. He never even filled in his registration and sent it in. If he were to fill in his registration and send it in, he can compete. So there's something else going on. And here's what I've kind of put together. Kai Green is in the middle of launching his supplement line. So he's getting ready to launch a supplement line. Now, the IFBB, when this happens, there's part of a deal that they have where they want a percentage of that. They're going to market him and push him through all the Olympia and stuff like that. The IFBB tries to dip their hands into his pockets a little bit. And that's and a lot of these big names like Kai Green, and what I believe also why Dana Bailey backed out too, is because these guys they're big names. They don't even need Olympia anymore. You know, they have a huge social media following, a huge network of people that already are huge fans, whether they compete or not. And I think a lot of these athletes are starting to see that and realize it, you know, which is, we've always talked about this with me. You know, it's like the whole purpose of the sport for me was never see how far I could climb and do show after show after show. It was, you know, build a brand and build yourself and build a network of people and then build a business around that, you know, where a lot of these athletes are kind of lost in their direction, and they're kind of getting felt like they've been abused. You know, they've been competing for 10 to 15 years and they feel handcuffed by the league.
Right.
You know?
But why not compete in the, why announce that you're not going to compete in the Olympia right beforehand if for the supplement company? Because is it because he wants to break the contract so he doesn't have to give them a percentage, do you think? Or
yeah, that's what I think. And I think it's just a way of posturing, okay. You know, I think it's a way of posturing, like, okay, if you're not going to budge on you know, the percentage of what you're trying to get from us or whatever they're negotiating or whatever they're debating or whatever that he's pissed off about. And I think that's what it is. And it's like, okay, well then I won't compete then. I don't, you know, I think that's kind of, and I think that's why if you want those that follow all this stuff closely, you know, if you listen to Kai Green's, you know, his personal interview that he did on, I don't know if it was Facebook or YouTube, it was YouTube. He did a YouTube video and he was crying and talking all about, you know, all the drama behind the scenes, but then he was very vague, like he wouldn't say anything. And I think a lot of the reason why he wouldn't say anything is I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, partly himself. I think he's making the decision not to do that, and I think he's posturing against the IFBB as far as, which what also came out just the other day was there's rumors that a new league is going to come out, and the one of the head judges from Texas, I believe his name is, Lee Thompson, I believe. I might be getting that wrong, but I believe his name's Lee Thompson. He's a head judge from Texas, and he was supposed to judge at Olympia, and he has now decided that he's not going to judge at Olympia and is going to create this new league and has been calling the IFBB out for pimping the athletes, basically.
Oh,
and
the new bodybuilding league.
Yeah. And the rumor is that they're going to pay the athletes, you know, based off of their level. So if you're an amateur, supposedly you might get some sort of pay if you win shows or whatever like that. And then as you work your way up to the professional level, you know, you'll actually get paid for doing these shows. I don't know how much of that's true. I don't know how much of that's going to happen. Just like what you said, I think you brought up a great point when I told you, when I sent the message over to you, is that, you know, it's not the first time somebody has tried to, you know, come after
Vince McMahon, right?
Yeah, the WBF. Yeah. Way back in the 90s.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and, you know, it reminds me too of like when the XFL tried to come after the NFL. You know, it's like, it's like daddy, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether daddy takes advantage of their athletes or not, at the end of the day, they have a lot of power and pull. And you said it best that, you know, even if a new league gets created and does well, you know, they're in a position to just absolve that league if they need to and buy it, you know?
Yeah, that same way the UFC bought WEC.
Yeah, the, you know, right. Pride and
and all that stuff.
And Strikeforce.
So Adam, what's the plans tonight? What are you doing tonight?
So tonight, I just got in training. I'm going to lay around on my balcony and try and get some color so I don't look white as a ghost when the pool party's hit, probably Saturday, Sunday.
So
I'm probably going to get on the computer a little bit and get some work done. I'll probably do a little bit of work and chill. I'm going to stay on the diet. I've been eating green. I know that this weekend is going to be heavily, a lot of people partying hard on Saturday and Sunday, so I don't want to go hard in the paint. You know, I ain't got that in me anymore where I could run it back-to-back-to-back-to-back days, so I got to kind of pick and choose my days. And you know, I'm in this place all by myself for the next 2 days. Well, so my girl.
Well, bro, I think I can speak on behalf of the rest of us who are here back in San Jose and the listeners. Go fuck yourself. Enjoy. Have a good time, brother. We love you. We miss you.
Yeah.
And we'll
make fun of you on here.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hey, real quick before you kick me off, what does it sound? I'm really curious to what it sounds like. How does it sound from for you guys? Are you guys all plugged in right now with your headphones and everything?
We're all plugged in. You sound like you're on the phone. You sound like
on the phone.
It sounds. You can hear it. It sounds.
We sound really good.
We sound excellent. You sound kind of shitty, but we can hear you. It's understandable. We won't know until we play it back. So
yeah.
Well, this is perfect. And good call. Whoever's idea this was to try to do it for a few minutes,
man. He's
bro. It's the fucking producer.
He's the fucking.
It's the Douglas
spin master.
Hey. The good thing we have Doug, we wouldn't be able to find our dicks if it wasn't for you, Doug.
Fuck, no, I couldn't wipe my ass.
Doug, thank you for finding my dick yesterday. I appreciate that.
The pleasure's
well, when you guys get done recording and pretending to work, hit me up later on and then watch the Periscope, and then I'll talk to you guys later on.
Yeah, we'll relive through all of your awesome adventures.
Yeah.
All
right, brother.
Busy doing cool shit. See you guys.
Love you. Later.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.